begin starting it. Start this presentation, we are very, very late. And also the demos are not fully set up. We'll try to catch up on the running. So, if you know my presentation, you know that you get threatened this. You hear a song here. Do you...
I will sing.
No, that song. Do you have an idea from which TV show is that short song? Play it again.
Which one?
This one, from which show it is? Come on.
Monty Python.
Who was with that Monty Python?
Oh,
yes, you got the joke, right? So, turn down the music, Raspberry Pi, it's already hitting us. So let's try to start it officially, somehow. I'll do my best. So, dobri den. That was the first part. Bud vidan na IoT cirkus. Dozvolite, abih da se predstavil. Imenujem se Katalin Georgiou. So, for the Czech people, not to kill their language, and for the rest of us, I will try to continue in English. So, welcome to IoT cirkus. This is a presentation that this contact will kill me. This one is now stopped. And via presentation, I would try to show you what Microsoft offers in this field. We'll try to do a solution from Arduino and the technology related to it, Raspberry Pi, to IoT Hub, and to Power BI. We are very short on time. But if you have questions, you can ask. We'll try to answer.
I have a question.
Yes.
In accordance to the music, the project on the Python.
that will come. You'll take a chocolate. that will come.
Eat it, shut up.
Eat it? Not quite. Python, it's an idea, but we have three beast, four beast here already. I'm Katalin Georgiou, I'm an MVP from Romania. I'm solution architect at a small company, iComputer Solution. So again, for a chocolate, because I'm a Romanian, you'll do the presentation, I'm very lazy. So with what product team I'm working in Microsoft?
IoT.
IoT, Internet of Things, or Windows on devices. This presentation was meant to be a 3-hour presentation. Now we have only less than 45 minutes, something like a half an hour. The idea was, I said, we get something to show the people all the stuff that you can use from Microsoft, from the small devices, from up to the cloud. I did try to cram everything. I'm not good, close your eyes, close your ears, that good at Power BI. We have that part of Power BI, but it's, let's say, as a developer done. So, the idea what we try to do, it's, now I'll duplicate the, I try to do a, let's get it from all of this one, a reflex test. So here it's pretty simple, you have the site, you do a start, and when I click, it tells me I'm very slow. So the idea was to have two Windows phones that will command, or let's say, give a message to Arduino boards to light up a LED, and this LED would be read by a Raspberry Pi and sent to the cloud through IoT Hub, and then we'll, after a bit of stream analytics which is the worst SQL command, which is select
star.
Okay, select star.
I told you already about
that. Yes, select star from the input to output. We'll move it into Azure table, and from Azure table, get into Power BI. So, I did mention in this presentation, we have everything. Also, me undressing. So, let's start with this. My question, which will follow after I undress, not that I'm beautiful, it's where you need to go to start developing for this on which website? So have a chocolate for the, let's say the connoisseur. Where do you need to go? On which website?
You can see all this.
On which website?
Windows on device.
Okay.
To your blog, I think.
And now, not to my blog, I'm not that good. So, again, we have still more chocolates. About Arduino stuff. What do you know about Windows, Arduino, and what technology do I have? Do I have around?
You have a down for Windows to the culture of Arduino code.
Okay.
PowerPoint.
Okay, again. For example, what technology do I have? Do we have?
Adafruit.
Okay, Adafruit is a company. Let's say. Okay, let's put it this way. What do you think that the Windows Remote Arduino is doing? Let's get it into short. I can use an application written on something to connect, to see what happened with the pins and output of the inputs of Arduino. It's based on the Fermata library. It's Warzone, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and all the stuff. What do you think about the security? How it is? Okay, you get it. It's not security. Bear this in mind. It's no security in this protocol. Anyhow, if you are on cable on Bluetooth, you could assume that it's one to one. Again, I was thinking about electronics, because anyhow, with demos we don't have that much time. I will try to teach you a bit of electronics, and this demo it's a bit let's say a bit different than the normal ones. Now that my initial proposal was electronics for IoT developers. If I want to LED a LED, how will I do? I have here the LED, and I put here the pin, and here the ground, or the voltage. What do you think? What is the proper way to do this? You look there. Yes, it's correctly implemented. What is the proper way to do it? To drive the LED through the ground, like you see in all examples, or through the power?
Just put it to our connector power.
No, this is how the LED are driven. What is the best method from those two?
Relay. Relay. Pin with resistor.
Yeah, anyhow, this is the second. I need the but why do you put the resistance, you know?
As a protection.
Yes, as a protection. How do you calculate it?
Ohm laws.
Yes.
By the way, today is Wolfgang Ohm birthday. So the Ohm law, the guy who...
Yes, the Ohm law. So, getting back to this, how do I drive? Do I drive it to the ground or I drive it to the source? And why? It's 50% and I have chocolates. Louder. Okay, you are not in the good 50%. Sorry. And why? Any idea? Because this side it will have a TTL transistor, so he cannot drive power. So essentially, to give voltage, it can give voltage, but cannot give just. Up can give 20 millivolts, down can drive up to 40. So essentially, if you want to here to run a motor or something, it won't be powerful enough on up, but it can do it in down. It's the same effect. It's one implication to this, and also this is also seeable in this demo. This demo, it's not initialized. The initial state, the states are, how are the states? No, because now if I wanted to drive the LED, I put this pin up. If I want to put the LED to when the other pin is connected to VSS, to power. This pin, I need to drive it up like before or down? Yes, negative logic. Now, okay, have on. We have more. So essentially, one stuff that you can get here is if you want to have more power, use negative logic. You use negative logic and use negative schema. Because, how to say, now Microsoft has democratized IoT development. Everybody can do it. But it's a difference, do it right. Because here, you'll need a lot of more stuff to get your stuff up and running. So, this technology, I said, you are using something. It will either be a Windows 10 mobile telephone, Windows 10 desktop application. You are remotely controlling an Arduino. This is one of the technology. And this is the green LED. The other technology, what do you believe that it is? Another technology, it's really acting up a bit in the demo. Have you know about the shield concept in Arduino? Shield. Now, the Arduino, it's, how to say, it's a bit modular. We have these pins, I'll try to show you. Let's see in the camera. What do you, so, you see these rows of pins. On this, you can stack up boards. Now, this I'll put back, and I'll try to. And here you can put a lot of, let's say, hardware. You can have a metal station. You can have, in my last year demos, I have something controlling a fan, a lot of stuff. The pins are fully documented. And you can stack a lot of stuff. What is the downsides of this approach? There are several of it. Any ideas? Because they can cost each shield like between $5 and $25. What is the downside of this approach? Okay, let's try it from the other direction. How much it costs the cheapest Windows mobile telephone? Something. An order of
100.
Okay, you have the chocolate. I can tell you, between $50 and $90, this one were something in the $60 there, €60 areas. So the idea was, why this is full of sensors? I have also cellular communication and all the stuff. Why don't I use this like a virtual shield? So in this case, write a program on the Arduino which use the telephone as something. Yeah, I have to say, this technology use the sensor on the telephone, they use the accelerometer, they use the whatever it's in, even a cellular connection. The technology that I have talked are in the mirror. So essentially on one you write all the logic on the Windows client, and the other one you write all the logic on the Arduino. So they are working in the mirror. And you have an application. On this, you need to run one application from Windows, which refused to work. But I'm still trying. I don't know why it's not. What's the problem with that after the five resets? Let's try to get the bullets from this. And never get around them. Of knowing to start from this one. This is virtual shield. Use always the coding is must be done in Arduino. It works only within Windows 10. Again, we have the same method of connection. Now I try to use Bluetooth, but it's absolutely refusing to work. Try to reset again. Again, the question about security. And we move to more chocolates. What do you think? How are we sitting in the terms of security? Hmm? Any ideas? It's secure, it's just HTTPS, the channel is encrypted. Your opinion, you cannot be, let's say, if it's secure or not secure, it's a 50% chance of getting it right or wrong.
It's absolutely not secure.
Of course.
Okay.
Okay, you have too many. And you do not want to invest in you. So these are again open source projects. I opened the tickets to both of them about the stuff from security. This kind of very short communication, it's not secure. Again, the mitigation that you can do is use Bluetooth and use wire with the rule of the thumb that you need to secure the location. Because if somebody's on the wire, it's not secure. The distance on wire, which it works as long as you can have an USB cable working. So it's not that much, but still. Also, about plug and play. All this stuff that use a modem, you cannot debug using the Arduino tools or any tools. What's the problem? Because the tools all are using the TX and RX. So essentially, when all this stuff is now connected, I cannot do debugging. I need to disconnect the modem, and then I will see it, or use some other way of debugging. I really get mad because it should have been simple. But if you have a modem, the modem uses the signal used by the debugger. So it's not just plug and play. Economic sense really has economic sense. So you can make sense to use a Windows telephone instead of a lot of shields, which I said, some of them are pretty expensive. And also, this has a good battery, has a lot of stuff, it's pretty rugged now, so you can have some distance. It makes sense. How to say so? Half of the demo is working. These tools is Arduino certified, so essentially the Arduino community said it's pretty okay. Okay. So, now I have two LEDs somehow blinking. How do I read them in Arduino, Raspberry Pi? Any ideas? Okay, I can use a camera. Okay. It will be a lot of programming power. Our solution was to use photoresistors. And you see any problem with it? If I use a photoresistor is giving me an analog input. What's the problem of trying to use this in a Raspberry Pi? Louder, because I have only this over my ear, and I'm old and I do not hear. Louder.
Yes, we already said this.
There are no analog inputs.
Why?
Yes. Because there is some serial bus, but I don't remember the name.
Okay, this is for trying, but it's not that you are saying.
No analog input.
Yes, this is it. You want the chocolate? Yeah. Which one of them said that? We still have chocolates. No analog input. Well, for whom is the chocolate? With analog input. No, okay, give it to Sergey. Okay. Yes, we do not have no analog input. What are the solution? Any solution? Any idea?
Use Arduino.
I've seen this in a demo. You are a very wealthy man. Yes. If you are wealthy, yes, you can do this. The second option? Louder.
AD converter.
Okay, you can buy a circuit which is pretty cheap that will do the analog to digital conversion. But we are very cheap. We are really working on this stuff. My guy said, why to buy this which has 10 resistors inside? When to do a calculus and put just one resistor. The schema is called resistance divider. You find it in the first Google. So essentially, this is how you translate the value, an analog value, to a digital. So yes, we have three options. Use Arduino. I've seen it in a demo. I really did not believe it, that somebody was proposing something like this. And it works. We can buy a circuit. It's pretty cheap. It's Or you can go to the Google and calculate how big the resistor should be and buy a resistor and put that resistor in. Okay, let's move, try to move forward. Do you not have, if Gunnar is not a 24 still here from his station.
What?
again, so, anybody of you has run Windows 10 IoT on Raspberry Pi? Okay, you guys. Okay, what are the difference between Raspberry Pi and Raspberry 3? This is a 2. Raspberry Pi 2 and 3.
Maybe another
first one doesn't support Windows 10.
No, P2 and P3 support the Windows 10. So essentially, I suppose that all Raspberry would support. From a programming standpoint, it's none for us. Also, the same image, it works without it. What a difference, the 3 has more power. Has a Wi-Fi and Bluetooth board integrated. This was a problem, because some of the Wi-Fi dongles did not work with Windows 10 LT, because somebody needed to. And also, well, even now, I suppose that is the problem that the camera P-approved does not work, but if I put this camera, it will work from the first Windows 10. Anyhow, this problem now, everything being on board, is mitigated. It's another feature that I do not know how to play. It's boot from an external device or boot from the network, which is supported on Raspberry Pi, supported. It's promised, and in a firmware update will be supported. I do not know how this stuff will work with Windows 10. But let's say, if you are doing normal UVP application, it's no problem. So it will be quite the same application would work. You do not lose the time of trying to setting up all the stuff. So let's try to run the demo. Unfortunately, how said, this device doesn't want to stop the other LED. In the meantime, do you have any questions? It was worth to come to this presentation.
Where is circuit?
These are the device that we are taming. It was an idea to come with a top hat and do with a whip and all the stuff, but they told me that it would be too funny for this kind of conference. So if you can change them, change it back. And now it's booting. Now, it's okay. So this is a normal Windows application output on which I try to mirror the electronics. So essentially, the test is when the purple LED, which you'll see down here and up here, it's lighting up. He awaits something to show what this LEDs. So, now, unfortunately, the orange LED does not want to be commanded, but I can do it with the green one. But I must put them together. So, to be in phase of the photoresistors. Unfortunately, we cannot mix the image. So now you see, when I click this one, I had this time, and it's better because he did not see this one because it's not blinking. You can try it. Fortunately, just one it's working today. I do not know why the Windows is not connecting. And this is the other application. Here I need to connect on the Bluetooth, but I don't know. If you can try to put it on the small, the three dots, does not open.
No.
Sorry,
not working.
So, this is my problem. Still, after the presentation, it's working. So essentially, now if I click this, you see that the time, but you don't see the other time. Yeah, if there are both times, the shorter one will be in bold. this everything will work similarly to Windows Phone or to something else. It's the same code. The sending to the Azure, it's done. Let's move. Change the screen, please. So, the sending to the Azure, it's very simple. This is, let's try to make it bigger, because I suppose you cannot see it. This is everything.
What was the name of the application?
This is the first one on the top. It's the blue one. No.
Oh, okay. It's that one without the title.
Yes, again, Microsoft did it. So, how we heard in the previous presentation, we need to have a device connection string. And the method I propose, Windows does not minimize this one, this wise. It's to use this application, which is called Device Explorer. You find the source code in the presentation. My question, did you see this code? So essentially this was very simple. You created the instance of device client, you need to have a from connection string a device client. This is the message. And this is how you see it in Azure IoT Hub. And you just send it. The issue you need to create, and this I'll try to duplicate this device explorer, which will start. Okay, let's move it. Yeah, this is a tool that you'll find it on GitHub on some places. And you'll put there what you get from IoT Hub, and you'll get here at list and create, you see the device. Here you can create a new device, you get all the information. From here you take the connection string and you put it in the application. If you are a lazy guy, or if you do not want to do this part, the new project template for IoT application already has the code. You can invoke all the methods you see in this application to get the connection string in code. It's already in the project template from last week. Okay, this also now it's able to send the device. Here you have an output for debug. It's a man in between it, a communication to Windows Azure. Unfortunately, I was not able to set up the networking to this port to get to the Azure, so it's no message here. But usually when you have the communication here, you see all the messages sent by the device, and also you can inject some new one. It's a great tool for debugging. So, you have around 4 minutes. Won't you go drink a beer or something?
I have too much beer.
You're not okay.
Oh, it's working.
It's working! So, settings.
So, Polish MVPs fixed the problem.
Of course.
I have restarted.
Let's see if it's successfully connected. And, yes, and also it's working. Yes, you can do a small competition. So, we need two volunteers. And also, please move to the output. So let's start again the application. And I need two volunteers. That depends. So essentially, for this LED, you need to shake it. And for this, you press the green button. And now here you need a colleague to give you chocolate, and somebody else to do the. Okay, so you know when this LED, it you see also here, it's lighting up. Yes, you have to press and you need to shake. But it was.
Which
one? This one up. The purple one. Okay. The purple one.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Faster.
So,
Heidi was faster. No.
Now you're faster. So you get another chocolate.
Oh, thank you.
This now has some delays because it needs to time out on the Asia.
This is shaking?
Yes, I think you see the colors, you see on the phones.
No,
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Waiting is terrible. You see me.
Pressing is simpler.
That depends. Depends. Okay, since we are very low on time, we'll try to see how my reports look for this older with older data. Please, there. I made a Power BI dashboard. Please switch. So I need to move a bit. So the time is absolutely wrong. One stuff that I need to remind you. Okay, how this stuff works. No, I have time to show you all the stuff. When you do an Azure IoT Hub, this is pretty simple. You do all the stuff. You click, resource, group, whatever. Then you do stream analytics. Stream analytics. It's not something fancy, it's something to get rid of spurious data. The most usual one is select star from out input into the output. You can do some processing there. And also, at stream analytics, you can specify multiple outputs. For example, I can read simultaneously or some data into one table and some data to another table. You can have multiple outputs. What you have in the older portal, and it will kill you, you have directly an output to Power BI, which is deprecated. So essentially, if you had it working, it will stop working. Don't try to make it work because it won't. Now, the only entry in Power BI is through a table, through Azure or something else. So these are the statistics. This is the dashboard I did before. As you know, the time is absolutely strange. And this is the average response time, minor. This is usually with coffee. And the data that we have are 92 inputs. And this is only the dashboard. I have also the report, which you're not this one. I'm lost in space. Let's try my workspace. Yes, I have this inputs report. To say, all this stuff I've done in 3 hours, something. So this is based by age group, because you can tick the age group, and also what color is brighter has better times. And all this I've done in 1 hour, from the very beginning. So, this is how you do it. We have a couple of minutes of question, and this is about it. So, any questions? I have a lot of chocolates, and I do not want to drive into Romania. Still, 4 questions. That do that much for me. Okay. I have one question. Would you start trying to do something with these toys? Another question. yes, another question. Why in the earth I should use Windows 10 IoT? What are your ideas? It runs pretty well on names. Why? These are Windows 10. You can have centralized management. So you can do update over the air. You can see it into Intune, you can see it in Microsoft Operation Manager, whatever it's called today. And this is why. You have the level of control which is unrivaled by the Linux world. And you are using your absolute knowledge of C#. These applications are not very complex to do. So if you know programming something in Visual Studio, be able to program it without a doubt. And also on Windows on devices and on Hackster.io, you find a lot of samples. It really makes sense to do this. For us, because we are in this professionally, let's put it this way. Now I personally want to move all our devices to Windows 10 IoT. The problem is the devices that support it that in industrial area are pretty expensive. Yet, our price point, with the board that we do around BeagleBone and stuff like this, it's around 15 euros with all the electronics and all the ports. So yet the price point is not there. But there are great advantages of moving it. We really expect that the board will get cheaper. And also, industrial boards already exist. Toradex, their Colibri model, supports Windows 10 IoT. I did not bring it here because already I have a lot of toys. So it makes sense to use it. And if you know electronics, you still can make a good price point with this. And as a hobbyist, again, makes sense. Other questions? So, let's put it this way. Who wants chocolate?
I don't want the chocolate, but I have a question.
Okay.
What did you use to connect the pad? The Xbox pad to the
This is an example on Hackster.io. So essentially, I got the parts, and I put the example. What I have done, it's playing the music and also the reset.
What the system on Raspberry is Windows IoT?
I've said, it's on Hackster.io, it's one of the featured projects.
Okay, okay.
Or here, also on Windows, it's pretty much out of the box. The only stuff which is not documented is how do you fill all the buttons on the Xbox. But this, using the debugger, because also we have debugger, another advantage to Windows 10 IoT, I was able to figure out. And now I can play music, and also I can do reset from the buttons, which also is a problem. But otherwise, it's just an attention grabber for people to... It's an example that you take from here and do it. It again, I do it in the hackathon, it was something like 45 minutes, because the screwdrivers were... not good. I was just coming from Seattle. I did not sleep. It was straight to the hackathon. Other questions? If not, I would say give a hands of applause to the support team. They are very good. And thank you very much. And I hope that it wasn't that bad. It was, let's say, I did not have all the time, and also without the internet and this one behaving, can do a much, much more. Thank you very much. See you around.